The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. And if you'd like to be my friend, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Right before the break, we were talking about right is right eternally and it cannot be wrong. And then I said you cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. And we started talking about the topic of abortion really quick. And it was interesting yesterday when I was down at the office praying. I went online because I'm posting our outlets. I'm constantly posting and feeding the flock. And I came across an abortion, and I know the abortion industry right now, Planned Parenthood, by the way, folks, for those that didn't know, they're asking for approval from a corrupt government, those in corrupt governments, to go ahead and let the parents choose if they want the baby to live or die after the baby has been delivered. Now, friends, I just want to lay this to your candor really quick, if I can. Just think about this. You have a president that has voted 241 times to make sure the baby's killed.
Mm-hmm.
And he also voted for another doctor to be in the room to make sure that the baby does not come out alive. In other words, he wanted to snuff them out. That is mob talk. Folks, what you're seeing is corporate mob. And you think for some reason that maybe this administration is looking out for the good of the American people when you see that that's all he's done since he's been here is destroy? And we're talking about the most innocent victims that we can come up with this side of heaven. Babies in the womb. Well, to say all that, to say this, I went on some new visuals that I've never seen before, and it broke my heart. It did, in more ways than one. And I'm looking at these babies, and their beautiful little faces. They were fearfully and wonderfully created by my Father. And as I look at these babies, I'm looking at us and I'm saying, what has become of a people to tolerate this? The revolution isn't starting with Barack Hussein Obama. It started when you allowed these sorts of things to take place, this mentality to breed itself in a country. And you're seeing them being emboldened daily. And yet you see the people in this country blaming somebody else. Folks, this is a prophet's message, by the way. This is the message of the prophets. You know, we all need to listen to the prophets. I'm just privileged today to preach their message. What has become of the soul of a people and a country that allows this? Folks, if there was a civil war over slavery back in the 1800s, rest assured, where man leaves off justice concerning those that advocate the murder of babies in the womb, what man leaves off, God will see through justice and judgment. He'll make sure that it gets done. Let judgment run down like water, Lord, and righteousness like a mighty stream upon the heads of a wicked people, teaching the inhabitants of the earth righteousness through your public judgments. This is not a mercy to the innocent, friends. And now we see Planned Parenthood again asking for permission to let the baby die on the table. And the American people are sitting back and complaining about the man that they allow to commit the crimes. Everything that this individual is doing right now, folks, is verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. America's enemies are this president's friends. Sworn enemies. He's funding them. He's stealing your money. He's reallocating your money to your enemies. Everybody knows this. But they just want to talk about how bad this president is. Folks, he's mirroring what you're tolerating. He's only doing what you're letting him get away with. You can't blame somebody else for that. If somebody came inside of your house and did what he did, you'd call the cops and have him arrested. Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
That's right.
But yet you think for some reason he's got congressional immunity to go ahead and do whatever he wants and you're supposed to accept it. You are sadly mistaken. And if you really knew the price of your freedoms, here's the answer to the dilemma. If you knew the price of your freedoms, you would know who you are, you would know where you came from, and you'd know the price paid for your freedoms, and you wouldn't tolerate the ideology that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you. Now let's take that to the spiritual arena. If you knew that it was your sin that put Christ on the cross, you wouldn't tolerate the ideology that the professed church, the professed whore in America, preaches. You wouldn't tolerate it. First of all, we're supposed to first judge ourselves and purge ourselves that we might be made vessels unto honor. See, we got to take the board out of our own eye before we can go around telling others to take it out of their eyes. Let me wind all the way back to what I was saying at the very beginning of this segment. There was two hits on the picture of that saline abortion. There was two hits on that bag that was broke open with little babies behind the Michigan abortion clinic. Two hits. Oh, it wasn't my kid. It's not my responsibility. Yeah, we are our brother's keepers, friends. Remember, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You don't protect life, but yet you want God to protect you when you have a foreigner in the White House trying to attack you and everything that you are? Oh, my goodness, friends. There's no hope in that. That's stupidity. That's absolute ignorance. I love you enough to tell you, friends, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I don't care what any leftist, wackest, socialist, communist criminal has to say about it. He's going to find out soon enough, friends. I'd like to see it happen on this side of heaven, though.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That's up to us.
That's right. Those that fear the face of God, don't fear the face of men. Those that fear the face of men, don't fear the face of God. Where does our profession line us up? What side of the coin are we on? I just posted that video that you were talking about where the abortionist, the Planned Parenthood woman, comes up to to give testimony.
Stupid as rocks.
Completely.
Stupid as rocks, friends.
Smiling.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I don't even think I could have said that to her. She had no idea what she was doing there.
Clueless.
I am just doing what my minion told me to do.
Talk about this later. But she had the audacity to come up to the lawmakers that were protecting the life saying, we have some discrepancies with the bill. And these lawmakers are, okay, tell me what your discrepancy is. Well, I can't tell you what the discrepancy is. It's in the briefs. And then she would smile. Every time you would pin it down, and finally at the end, the truth came out. What did they want? This was the discrepancy she had. If a baby is born through a botched abortion, and it's born and it's living, struggling to live, well, we might have to drive 45 minutes to an hour where a hospital is to give it care. That
shouldn't
be our responsibility.
Isn't it a doctor, a qualified doctor, committing the act of murder in the first place?
Now we're going to get into the dirty laundry of the abortion industry.
It's called common sense.
Which is criminal, and it's completely mob. You mentioned the mob. The abortion industry has been consumed by the mob. The mob are people that will do what is unlawful. That's what they do, period. Drugs, sex, gun trafficking, everything.
You know the correlation is you have the DHS buying ammunition to war against its own people.
Yep.
Wow. If you don't stand up for the babies, don't expect God to stand up for you, friends. That's what it comes down to. Read the Word of God. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates. rates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Do you suffer from low functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Right is right eternally and cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up right and make it somewhat right. Or wrong. I'm sorry. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility, because sin is moral, not physical. That's right. Sin is moral, not physical. Never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin. I can't help myself. The devil made me do it. He didn't make you do anything that you didn't choose to do. What, when a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he cannot help himself? Absolutely not. You'd laugh at this, friends. But this is the mentality that the American people are absorbing into the bloodline, the bloodstream. I'm sorry. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? How would that fly with a business owner? You know, speaking of which, isn't it interesting that what people wouldn't do at McDonald's, they do in the church all day long, and they expect Jesus just to forgive them for it. You should see what it's like working in ministry, friends. People come into the ministry and they think that, well, you know, Jesus forgave him for this and he forgave him for that. But wait a second. He forgives those that repent 7 times 7, remember? Let's keep it into context. And when you repent of something, you don't reenact that crime against God again, do you? No, because you're sorry that you did it in the first place. People come into the church and, oh, you know, you're a little bit hard about that. No. A little bit hard about it, bro, because I'm raising the bar because I see who died for me and who I'm representing. You want to go ahead and taint the memory of the incarnate God named Jesus Christ, you go ahead and do it somewhere else because you're not doing it in my church. And interestingly enough, friends, back in the 1800s and the 1700s and back, the Puritan times, and even all the way up to Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, used to take 1 to 3 years before he could be a part of the church. Because they used to do what Scripture says. He used to prove those that you labor with. Now they just say all are welcome. Yep, then they come in and they corrupt the church. And what happens? Because the pastor doesn't want to lose the money, he preaches to appease the consciences of the sinners. without telling them that they need to repent. Well, that sounds a little weird. That's a little overboard. No, it's true. The justice system is supposed to operate that way in the natural fronts, to deter crime, not to encourage it. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he has made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he has spent the money and therefore he can't repay it? You guys would say, everybody, I know within yourselves, friends, you're saying, laughing. No way. Is a lustful man free to indulge in his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality or chastity? After all, he says, I was born this way. Well, if you were born that way, did you hear about the man that said he only kills on Fridays?
Just once a day.
See, it's self-righteousness, friends. And wasn't it Jesus in John 10 that said, if you come through any other way, you come as a thief or a robber? And then he said, I am the door. I am the shepherd of the sheep. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Folks, the bottom line is this is dangerous doctrine. America, listen to me, this is dangerous doctrine. The law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. Just think, we spent the last hour just on what Jim was talking about. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to have callers, because I want to have church.
That's right.
Bunny trails are having church. Prophetic little trails.
I just posted this on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And this is kind of going back to that mentality. Most of you were probably chuckling when Bradley brought up some of those analogies. You know, the guy's so drunk, he can't work a full day, but you still got to pay him. It's like, yeah, right. I mean, who would ever fall for something that stupid? Listen to this. I'm sorry. Let me get this straight. A guy walks into a classroom and shoots 20 children, causing a nation to believe it's time to reexamine gun laws. Okay? That happened. Mm-hmm. Well, not to most of the nation, but to some of these stinking morons. In 2012, in the U.S. alone, 1.2 million unborn children were hacked apart and discarded like trash. But that's okay.
Wait, say that again. Say that again.
Do you want me to go back to the beginning?
No, make your point.
Okay. In 2012, in the U.S. alone, 1.2 million unborn children were hacked apart and discarded like trash, but that's okay.
With the approval of the one...
administration.
That's right. Also keep in mind, this is the man...
That's right.
And his administration and his corrupt DOJ that were putting the weapons that they're attempting to ban today into the hands of Mexican drug lords and in Benghazi. By the way, there's some stuff coming up on Hillary Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama, how they were gun running to your enemies again, friends, and yet they're calling for gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
That's right.
How stupid can people be? What happens is the state-run media gets on their talking points and they undo themselves.
Yeah.
They give power to tyranny, not knowing that they're being used. We've talked about this a million times. Useful idiots.
Yeah.
And then they have a gun to their head and they're trying to figure out how they got themselves there.
Right. How did we get here? How do we get to think so stupid?
We're getting our way, though, they think.
Yeah.
You can't use the devil's methods and prosper. Mm-hmm. You just can't do it. You know, I just heard yesterday, speaking of which, I'm taking it out here a little bit. But in the state of Minnesota, they were talking about how all these casinos, all these good ideas that they had, you know, they forgot thou shalt not covet, but all these casinos and how they were going to help lower the taxes completely failed.
Yeah.
And now that they're finding out that there's huge money laundering going on through these casinos.
That's
of
right.
course, that's what they're for. You cannot use his methods and prosper.
Can you sin and think good will come out of it? Paul rebukes that in Romans.
Totally.
That's common sense. You can't sin and think good is going to come out of it. And that's where our standard has to be, is straight on that law that God established.
Well, didn't you hear about the two hunters that went out 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened?
Yeah, those geniuses.
Yeah, they thought they'd break the law. They were breaking the law, friends, by going out 2 weeks before the duck hunting season opened. So what did they do? They brought with them a brand new truck. They brought a little puppy with them, a retriever. You all have them. They brought some dynamite out there with them, matter of fact, just to be safe. When they got out to the lake, they had a problem. They know that the lake was frozen over, and they thought, well, the lake's frozen over. We can't actually put our boat in the water. So wait. One of them had a great idea. What he would do is he would take a stick of dynamite, blow a hole in the center of the lake. And after he blew a hole in the center of the lake, what he would do is put his boat down in the water, and him and his buddy would get inside of the boat and go ahead and shoot away at the little duckies. So he went back to his brand new truck, took out a stick of dynamite, lit the fuse, threw it as far as he could, bullseye, landed right in the center of the lake, right where he wanted it to land. But he forgot he brought that retriever. That little dog. You all have them, friends. You just don't know it yet. The little doggy ran after the stick of dynamite. As faithful as that dog was, that retriever was, he put it in his mouth and he ran back to, guess who, friends? His owner. The owner freaks out He runs over to his brand new truck, grabs his shotgun, tries to shoot the dog in fear of his own life because he knew that if that dog came back to him, he's going to blow him up. So he started shooting at his dog with a stick of dynamite in his mouth. The dog ran under the, guess what, friends, the brand new truck. Guess what blew up? The little retriever, the stick of dynamite, and the brand new truck. The very evidence of their guilt, both of them were properly charged for violating the law. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. How can a man bring fire to his bosom and not be burned? That's how ridiculous people are. They think they can do it and get away with it before the God that sees a sparrow fall to the ground. And the Bible says that the Lord looks to and fro across the earth, beholding the good and the evil. Is it true? Oh, yeah. I mean, the very God that knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head, that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do, and we want to try to get one over him. See, what most men hate, that's what I love about God. I love that God is that nigh unto me, that I'm washed in the blood and I'm not guilty of anything. I'm not hiding myself the way that Adam and Eve did. No, I didn't violate his commands. I did in the past, I'm not anymore, because I'm empowered by grace to overcome and to fulfill his commands. Christ came to fulfill the law, and that's exactly what he's doing through dead men. The gospel is preached, the good news is preached to dead men, those that have repented from their sins. Good news isn't good news to someone that hasn't repented.
Yeah.
You know, and a man that doesn't realize he has a disease called sin, he's not going to go to the great physician, is he?
Why would he?
That's right. But once you read the moral law of God, it drives you straight to Christ, where you put your faith in Christ. You read his word daily, and you grow thereby in Jesus' name. Amen.
Where you've seen you failed.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of in light of Good Friday was yesterday. Easter's obviously Sunday. MLK went and he protested, and he was actually thrown in jail on Good Friday. And he was a prophet, there's no doubt about it. That was his message, that was his mantle, and what was established through him by the Spirit of Christ. As he's sitting in the jail, he's being criticized and ridiculed by mostly the white church leaders, but mm-hmm. a lot of the establishment church leaders. Why are you coming in here creating all this havoc in our city?
On Easter.
Speaking
Good Friday,
to the,
guys.
Speaking to the prophet. The prophet responds back, and read it, the letter from a Birmingham jail. Celebrate Easter that way, with redemptive power. He says to them, listen, I didn't create the problems that are here. The fact that the chaos is erupting is because I'm merely exposing the problem.
That's what the law of God does.
So rather than the leaders pointing the finger at the problem, saying we need to get rid of this, they point the finger at the one who's pointing the finger at the problems and exposing it,
yeah.
blaming him for the havoc. There's nothing new under the sun. This is a biblical message. You brought it before. This is when God sends his prophets. We're in that time right now, folks, and we need to deal with the problems, not those that point out the problems.
Starting with ourselves.
That's right. In our own hearts.
Let's put ourselves on the floor, draw a circle around us, and tell God to redeem everything within that circle in Jesus' name.
That's what it
says. That's revival. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got to get to this, Jake, but really quick. I think it's important people that hear, they need to hear this message, because I need to remove the lie from what people are believing today. Folks, they will always get away with what you let them get away with. If they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to give you the right answers. I love that. It's so true. If they can get you asking the wrong questions, friends, they don't have to give you the right answers. The hot topic today, homosexual marriage. We have been warning the American people for the last how many years?
Yes.
About what this is really about?
Because the Bible warns of it.
Of course, but we're showing them the fruit of it over in Canada before it hits home here. Go. And what we're beginning to see, friends, is, by the way, Obama just released, what's a quester? Here, this is what the headline says. What's a quester? Extortion is what it is, friends. Obama spends $350 million on sexual indoctrination for classes for children.
Well, the country is in debt. I mean, beyond debt.
Yeah.
Unfathomable debt.
We're
spending $350 million.
This is about destruction.
That's right.
This is all this is about, friends. GLSEN, teachers in Massachusetts public school teens. This is what it says. School teens, how to have homosexual fist sex. Well, I thought this had something to do with homosexual marriage. One of the pictures has two guys kissing. The other one has a young kid, probably 14, 15, 16 years old, pulling off the pants of another 14, 15-year-old kid. Boy, both boys. Folks, this is they're trying to Kinseyanize you.
Right out in the open.
Yeah, Kinsey is a homosexual icon. Who actually
monster?
He was a criminal.
Yes.
No, he really, folks. If he would have been alive, completely in every sense of the word. But what he was doing is he was being funded by these organizations at the time. And what people didn't realize is he was actually a zoologist in Indiana
at the university,
who was experimenting with babies in pornography. And he's a homosexual icon, friends. And for those that didn't know, over in Canada, The first thing they did when they had homosexual marriage legalized, legalizing an unlawful act because it's illegal before God. The first thing they did when they got their way, friends, they set up human rights commissions to attack anybody that spoke out against homosexuality. The first thing the government did was usurp the church, attacking the church. The second thing they did is they started to begin to attack homeschool parents, telling them that they couldn't teach their children that homosexuality was an abomination, not a sin, friend, an abomination. And the third thing they did in Canada, for those that didn't know, I want to set the record straight, is the homosexual radicals wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. What does that have to do with homosexual marriage, friends? Absolutely nothing. Every single step of the way, the radical homosexuals have set false precedents, all the way from hate crimes to playing the victims when, in fact, they're the ones attacking anybody that doesn't. Folks, this is totalitarianism. But in light of the Supreme Court handpicking the issue of homosexual marriage this week, an issue that has been settled by God, our Creator, the laws of our republic, and the righteous compliance of the American people, I thought it was important to ask where the American people are deriving the belief that the radical homosexual marriage is accepted by a majority of our citizens. Who are you listening to? Bill O'Reilly or Megyn Kelly? Perhaps? These are the people that are responsible for bringing you to the point where you're at today, friends. Let me show you some facts. 33 states have voted down homosexual marriage. They're winning? Really, who told you that? During Proposition 8, 7 million Californians voted against homosexual marriage. The majority were black voters. Not once, but twice was their voice heard. Yet the corrupt judicial system got involved and stripped it from the hands of you, the people, placing it into the courts right where they wanted it to be. Because that way they could control the debate, and the state-run media was right there to help them along. God damn you, state-run media. That's a woe. For those that put light for darkness and darkness for light, evil for good and good for evil, to your own undoing. Another example dates back to May 1st, 2004 in Seattle, Washington, where 25,000 people protested homosexual marriage at the May Day for Marriage rally. Approximately 1,500 radical homosexual sympathizers showed up to protest the rally, holding up signs stating, "Bigots, go home." The state-run media twisted the truth and told the public that the 1,500 homosexual supporters holding up signs stating "go home" or "bigots go home" were the majority and made the 25,000 protesters out to be the minority, totally turning the event to be against the bigots instead of against homosexual marriage. Folks, that was in 2004. Just this week, the repeated version of the backward story, the media undid themselves again, friends. They outdid themselves.
They didn't come up with a new trick.
You know, when I say they undid themselves, they really are undoing themselves. They're cutting off the future of their posterity, at least they're attempting to, inadvertently through their stupidity and blindness. But just this week, friends, the media repeated the same twisted reporting in Washington, D.C. You should have seen the pictures. It was like the March for Life. About a month and a half ago, 650,000 people were protesting this criminal in office. But the state-run media said there's a couple thousand. 650,000 people? A couple thousand? Do the math.
They must be.
This is how you're getting your news every single day. Shut the TV off! Let's go to the Hegelian dialectic. The Hegelian dialectic is the tool that corrupts in government use an attempt to manipulate the minds of the people to accept their change when they normally wouldn't reject it.
That's right.
The Hegelian dialectic is the process in which the usurping elitists create a crisis, knowing in advance how the population will react to the created crisis, thus conditioning you, the people, that a change is needed once that's achieved. Then they will bring in the answer to the crisis that they themselves have created. Friends, this gay marriage, this homosexual marriage, the topic is ablaze throughout the country. Really? Who started that fire?
According to who?
Who has to continuously prop up the lie? The state-run media does, because the people aren't for it. Remember the 33 states? Remember the 7 million people in California? Two different times, the majority of them being black voters? Do you forget about that? They're doing this by force. America, they are attacking you. They attempt to control both sides of the debate over how and why the change is needed, thus diverting anyone from asking the right questions in order to avoid bringing the right answer. That's why the questions are always scripted when they talk to the president about issues such as this. And with the help of the state-run media, this process is repeated over and over and over again to make it seem as though society's accepting of their change, really. Rather than citing the Bible, the Constitution, or the laws of our republic, they continue their manipulative debate until a perceived compromise is reached. The outcome of the debate, which purposely addressed the concerns of you, the public, they say, with the mandate to do something, is enacted as public policy, never law, and the radical agenda moves forward through your ignorance. The Supreme Court, the media, and this administration are exemplifying the Hegelian dialectic today. And after placing radical lesbian Alina Kagan on the bench, who never judged a case a day in her life, who queerified Harvard, they have attempted to take the issues such as marriage out of the hands of you, the people, so they can push their unconstitutional and therefore illegal agenda. Folks, this is about upending your Constitution. This is about you giving up your sovereignty. Here, let me take it over. The same can be said with Roe versus Wade. Listen carefully. In 1973, the American people accepted the lie that abortion is legal just because the Supreme Court said so. Folks, the Supreme Court is not above the law. You have Moses and the Ten Commandments above their heads with the two tablets in both of his hands. Justice is the guardian of liberty. They are ruled by the same laws that we are. They are our representatives, not us, them. The Supreme Court is not above the law. Neither is this president. Hello. William Blackstone stated, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. William Blackstone, Charles D. Montesquieu, John Locke. After 57 million babies have been aborted, the American people are finally beginning to awaken to the fact that the Hegelian dialectic has deceived them. Folks, they would never have accepted the murder of innocent children in the womb otherwise. Simply put, America is dealing with less than 1.7% of the population that is being used as a political battering ram to again upend your Constitution. Folks, I didn't see where the people had accepted this any other way. I mean, can you imagine if the abortion industry would have came out?
We actually just made a text message of this, a text art that you can share on Facebook. After 57 million babies have been aborted, the American people are finally beginning to awaken to the fact of the Hegelian dialectic. Now, this is what you just brought up before, Bradley. If they would have shown their true intent by running a slogan such as, support the murder of innocent children, vote yes today, the populace would have been appalled. And they would have never had the audacity to advocate such a crime. And they would have been thrown in jail.
That's right.
They had to slip it in. A woman's right to choose to do something with her own body. Get you off on the wrong question, and they don't have to bring in the topic at all, the truth.
Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other. John Adams, be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Start listening to Sons of Liberty and connecting with other listeners. Also, Sons of Liberty helped me with the direction to find, understand the truth, and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriot's duty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. When the people get caught up with that which is right and they are willing to sacrifice for it, there's no stopping point short of victory.
Well, I'll tell you what, back in those days, again, Good Friday celebrating 50 years since Dr. King penned the letter from the Birmingham jail when he was arrested and went to jail over the weekend of Easter, and that's where we're at right now. I want to take an excerpt from what he said, because all of these messes, as people said, it was unorganized. It caused violence. It's dividing the people. He said, "I've almost reached the regrettable conclusion that the Negro's great stumbling block in his stride towards freedom." That's what we're talking about, folks. Exalting liberty, exalting the law, exalting the Judeo-Christian principles and values that we're founded on, is not the white citizen's counselor. He said, it's not those guys. He said, or is it the Ku Klux Klan? Well, then who would be the enemy to the blacks at that time? He said
the Democratic
white
Party.
He said, that's for sure.
Yes.
But he said it wasn't even them. He said it was the white moderate who is devoted to order rather than justice, who prefers a negative peace, which is the absence of tension, to a positive peace, which is the presence of justice.
Amen.
Who constantly says, "I agree with you in the goal you seek, but I cannot agree with your methods of direct action."
Yeah.
Who paternalistically believes he can set the timetable for another man's freedom.
And they were calling him the troubler, by the way.
That's right.
The ones that
though they agreed with him.
Though the ones that were actually perpetuating the crimes against the black populace, mm-hmm, were calling Martin Luther King Jr. The troubler.
That's right. And then what would happen is, because that was the other side, you know, the other side, they always shout and shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, they called him the troubler, of course. They can't stand this guy. They'd call him racial slurs, etc. But here's the white moderate in the middle that says, I agree with you, Dr. King. What they're doing's not right.
But boy, don't you think
there's a better way of doing this than what you're doing right?
But there's enough butts to fill an arena, isn't there?
We got all these butts. Why don't we get some of these butts out and start marching for freedom?
Amen.
Rather than, as he said, and he always eloquently said it, the negative peace that is the absence of justice.
Yeah, he's flaying that, isn't he?
Yes.
How ridiculous for those to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice.
You can't have an absence of justice.
I just wanted to play the man there.
Shallow understanding from people of goodwill is more frustrating than absolute misunderstanding from the people of ill will. Look, he knew where the Klan stood.
Jake, here what's important for people to understand. And when you're listening to this man, everything is so thought through.
Oh, my goodness.
It was processed because he was a partaker of it. That's how God puts the sword in your hand, friends. That's how he puts it in your hand. He puts you through the process.
Yep.
Until a man becomes nothing, God can make nothing out of him. And that man was brought to nothing, and you're seeing God speak forth through him.
Sure.
Amen.
In a jail with no books next to him, he wrote this all out. His friend said there was no referencing. It was all in his mind and all in his heart. Lukewarm acceptance is much more bewildering than outright rejection. Again, he wasn't pointing the finger at the Klan and saying, those guys are the bad guys.
I thought he was very gracious the way he dealt with them people, man. He used to go up to meet the sheriffs that were persecuting him from city to city.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, I mean, he would love on them. He had a way of smacking you three different ways, mm-hmm. and you didn't know he just did it.
He just handed the truth out there. Never blew his top. Never got irate. Never.
I've seen him get radical, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
And he says it. I'm radical for love.
He says I'm militant.
That's right.
He's an extremist for righteousness and judgment. Amen.
Which brings me to the next point. This is what he stated again. This is a letter from a Birmingham jail. 50-year anniversary. He would have been in jail 50 years to yesterday, Good Friday.
What, didn't he also talk about when he was sitting in jail, they were enjoying their ceremonies and their flowers and their Easter lilies?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
I'm not in this
Everybody
point.
Was standing down, and sure. Martin Luther King
Time
stood
to
up.
Time to march.
Well, where right. America is standing down, that's where you need to stand up.
How can you have peace? How can you have an Easter celebration when your brothers and sisters, and this is what he's speaking of, are getting lynched every Friday night, every Saturday night, when you don't have the ability to go vote, when you're perfectly capable of having a job, but you're rejected just because you're black. When your government says to you, you have a separate bathroom just because you're black.
In restaurants.
Exactly.
In seating and buses.
So where's the peace? That's the negative
you
piece.
You know what
he's
comes to mind,
about.
Though, Jake? What's interesting is Martin couldn't get the older people to do what needed to get done. You know who was marching with them,
students.
Friends? The students were.
That's right.
Yep.
That's who marched on Selma. That's who was doing the boycotts and the sit-ins. Those were the students. He continues on with this because they started to label him an extremist, and it bothered him at first. But though I was initially disappointed at being categorized as an extremist, as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a measure of satisfaction from the label extremist. Was not Jesus an extremist for love? Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you? Was not Amos an extremist for justice? Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Was not Paul an extremist for the Christian gospel? I bear in my body the marks of our Lord Jesus Christ. Was not Martin Luther an extremist? Here I stand, I cannot do otherwise, so help me God. And John Bunyan, I will stay in jail to the end of my days before I make a butchery of my conscience. And Abraham Lincoln, this nation cannot survive slave and half free. Thomas Jefferson, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Listen to these extremists, man.
So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists we will be.
Amen.
Will we be extremists for hate or for love? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice? Notice that, the preservation of injustice.
Yeah.
Or for the extension of justice. Is that the dramatic scene on Calvary's Hill? Three white men were crucified. We must never forget that all three were crucified for the same crime, the crime of extremism. Two were extremists for immorality and thus fell below their environment. The other, Jesus Christ, was an extremist for love, truth, and goodness, and thereby rose above his environment. Perhaps the South, the nation, and the world are in dire need of creative extremists.
And you know it's a sham and a scam today? I just seen his daughter say, my dad did not take a bullet for homosexual marriage.
Sure.
And you have this individual in the White House trying to equate himself, tag his sleeve onto MLK's, saying that MLK would be about everything he's doing. Folks, that is the furthest thing from the... MLK was alive today, we wouldn't have abortion, number one.
No way.
And this man right here, he'd be... MLK would be 24-7 rebuking the crap out of this individual.
Yep.
In every sense of the word. Of course, that's probably why they had to get rid of him.
So I was just going to say, Amen. Because had he been alive, do you think this individual would be in office? The fact is that if it wasn't for MLK, we would not have a black president. Many people say if it wasn't for MLK, we wouldn't have Barack Obama. No, I'm saying a black president. But I bet you $1 million that the black president would be a lot more, he would be a lot better than this president that we have right now.
Oh, he's,
because it wasn't
I've heard
skin.
Our black friends have said to us,
yes, they have.
They're embarrassed for this guy.
Yep.
But he's our first president.
First.
Yeah. Folks, now that he is safely dead, let us praise him, said Carl Wendell, speaking of MLK. Build monuments to his glory, sing Hosanna to his name. Dead men make such convenient heroes. They cannot rise to the challenge, the images that we would fashion from their lives. And besides, it's easier to build monuments than to make a better world. That's exactly. Hey, listen, the spirit of the world has not changed. I've heard this rightly said. The spirit of the world is to praise the dead saints, but to persecute the living ones. Amen.
In spite of my shattered dreams, said MLK in his letter from a Birmingham jail. This is the 50th anniversary of yesterday, Good Friday. I came to Birmingham with the hope that all white religious leadership of this community would see the justice of our cause. We're on this radio show every single day, giving that justice, folks.
Except Sundays.
That's true. With deep moral concern, would serve as a channel through which our just grievances could reach the power structure. See, so many times, folks, we put our hopes in things that we think are going to bring us to the answers. I had hoped that each one of you would understand, but again, I've been disappointed. Every leader is disappointed by situations similar to what we're disappointed with right now. But folks, I tell you this, and I submit to you hope again. When we believe in Christ, when we believe on him, he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that makes him our God as well. It's the same God that we can believe on for much more than what we see today in this spectrum of America, as we call it.
You know, Easter says you can put truth in a grave, but it won't stay there. He's alive forevermore, friends. Yeah, he was crucified.
Glory, hallelujah.
He was buried, but 3 days later. Hey, folks, let me tell you it this way. On that final day, Jesus Christ is going to blow your grandma and grandpa right out of the grave. That's how powerful my big brother is, and he's the captain of my salvation.
And how about right now?
Amen.
I think it's awesome. Folks, we could use your help to reach this next generation with that exact message. Christ is risen forevermore. Let's not leave him at that. Let's bring him to the world. Your donations are tax-deductible. As I said, the My War DVD series is only $60 right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Join with us as we change, as we create change, folks. Change that God desires in this nation to restore us.
Redemptive power. MLK, one more time, said, he who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Twitter. Bradley Dean 1 on my account.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.